Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. Wishing you all a happy Friday. Thanking God for yet another Friday, yet another week that's added on to life. And I just pray that you're all doing well and everything is going well with you. I hope you guys are enjoying your summer. Well, it's summer here. And I hope you guys are enjoying this weather that just keeps changing. But recently it's been nice and warm. So thank God for that. I still haven't gone to the beach yet. And I plan to go soon because the weather is just perfect for it. If you're new to our podcast, we want to welcome you. You can make your home here at NMA, Empowering God's Beloved. And here, my desire is to inspire. My desire is to uplift. My desire is to empower you and encourage you through the word. So that is my desire. That is what I want to ultimately come out of this podcast. May God be glorified and the devil terrified. So yes, if you're new, welcome. Check out our previous podcast that we've done. It's a whole bunch of interesting stuff. I talked about my story, coming to Christ, being on the other side of victory. We've talked about some women of the Bible on there. So if you still have not gotten a chance to kind of go back and rewind and just look everything over, go ahead and do so. I pray that it touches you. I pray that it blesses you. And may you gain great encouragement from it and know that God does not sleep. So whatever situation that you may be going through, you can come out of it in Jesus' name. So I actually have a very special message that I want to share with you guys today that is so dear and close to my heart. And also something that for the longest time, I felt like I wasn't able to do. And finally, now that I can, I so badly want to share with you guys my story. So today I want to talk to you guys about hearing from God. And I know different people have different ideas about hearing from God or different thoughts. And I know I was like that. Growing up as a young babe in Christ, I used to always think, you know, like when God talks to us, like he only talks one way. But I discovered that God talks in a whole different ways. He can talk to you in so many different ways that you can never imagine. I know my prayer, and I remember the exact year, 2014, I remember I was praying the whole year, God, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. Because I got to the point of my life where I did not want to have God speaking through somebody anymore. And I told the Lord, I was like, it's great that you talk to me through other people, but I want to hear your voice for myself. And that happened. It actually happened. And not in a way that I thought it would either. I remember when I used to work in assisted living, so that's kind of like a place where you have senior citizens, so it's called assisted living here. And I was working in assisted living and I just had a really bad shift. I mean, from the time I clocked in till the time I left, I was just, oh my God. And I remember I was sitting in my car, and I used to work 3 to 11. I was sitting in my car. And I'm crying to God because I'm telling him, Lord, I don't know why you have me here at this point, but I can't take this anymore. It's too much for me to handle. And I was crying and I'm telling God, and this was like 11 o'clock at night, or probably like 11:30, almost 12 o'clock. I sat in my car for a good like 30 minutes just crying out to the Lord, like, Lord, why have you forsaken me? I don't want to do this anymore. And out of that, a voice, it was like a still voice, but it was like a voice I just spoke and said, for I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans for good and not for evil. They're plans to give you a hope and a future. And I had read the Bible before, but I don't think I ever, like at that time, read Jeremiah, like the book of Jeremiah, where that scripture comes from. And I remember at that moment hearing that, and I just stopped crying. And I was like, huh, I've heard that scripture before, but I've never actually read it. I don't even know where it is in the Bible. So after that, I got out of my car quick. I went inside the house, and I Googled it, and it was Jeremiah 29:11, and I remember that was one of the first scriptures that I memorized, and I stood on that word because I believe that that was God talking to me in that moment, that whatever plans that he has for me, it's good, and it's not to hurt me, it's to give me hope and a future. So I believe that, and in the next few months, life actually started changing for me. I was able to get another job and, you know, like move out and everything. So everything started turning. So if you're like me and you are in that spot where you're just like, Lord, like I really want to hear the voice of God. What do I have to do to hear the voice of God? Well, through the years, what I discovered is the Lord loves it when you get into that place where you're quiet and it's just you and him. And the reason why I said that is recently, that was like my first time hearing from God. But recently I've noticed that if I'm too busy or if there's so much going on and I'm maybe like praying for something, like for right now, we're getting married. So there's a lot going on. And like if I'm praying for something, I may not have begin to like notice that if we have so much going on that you don't have time to like sit down and really spend some time with the Lord, you're not really going to be able to hear him. It doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't speak. It just means that we're too busy for him. He speaks all the time. The Lord is always speaking to us because ultimately God wants that personal relationship with us. He wants that close relationship with us. So the Lord is always speaking to us. We are the ones who are actually not always listening. And I want to share with you guys this incredible dream that I had, which revealed that to me. I had a dream one night that I was in a room. I was in a room and everything was white. It was like white linen, white everything. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice. And I hear a voice talking to me. And I was so excited, guys. I was so excited to hear this voice that I was over-talking. Like, I was talking too loud for the voice to hear. Like, and I couldn't hear. It's like when somebody's talking to you, but you're talking, so you don't really hear what they're saying. And this, the Lord really revealed to me that, you know, you can hear me. You're just not paying attention. You're just not, you know, all there. You're not quiet enough. There's so much going on. Because in my dream, I was literally rambling to God because I'm just like, Lord, I'm so excited to hear from you. Oh my God, you don't know how long I've wanted to hear from you. But God was speaking to me. But because I was rambling so much, I could not hear what he was saying. And that was my dream. And that was the answer to my prayer, why I could not hear from God. Because I was not taking the time to be still before the Lord. So if you're like me, this message is for you. I want to show you a couple ways that you guys can also hear from the Lord. And I want to start off with like a scripture that I looked up. It's in John chapter 10, 3-5. Verse 3-5, it says, to him the doorkeepers open and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4, then when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep will follow, for they know his voice. Verse 5, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And that pretty much means that when you begin to hear the voice of the Lord, you will know the difference when the enemy speaks and when the Lord speaks. That's so important in your walk of Christ, because a lot of people fall because you're listening to the wrong things. Like, you think it's God. You also, there's so many things that ties into like hearing from God. And some examples before I go back to this, the scripture is God can speak to you just like I said, through that still voice and deep inside, and he can speak to you that way. And that's the first way that God spoke to me, was through that still voice. Well, the first way that I recognized that he was speaking to me was through that still voice. God can speak to you, well, first of all, through his word. That's the first way that God will speak, is through his word. His word is life. Like, his word is still living. So therefore, the first way that God will speak is through his word. The second ways that he will speak is through others. Like I was saying, he can speak to you through a man or a woman of God. The third way that God will speak to you is through open and shut doors. I remember one time we were looking for a place, and there were so many doors that was just shut. And it was just like, Lord, like, what's going on? Well, God speaks to you through open and shut doors. He will open doors that no man can shut. So therefore, that's God speaking. If you are able to get a job that you maybe never thought, God opened that door for you. Well, that's Him speaking. And God will speak to you through your heart too. Like, if you're uncertain about certain things, like you get feelings like, you know, like that uneasy feeling or that feeling like something's not right, that's God speaking to you. I remember, again, we were looking for a place, and the first place we went to, it was really nice, guys. It was really nice, but I just was not feeling at peace. That's actually the word. When you're at peace about something, that's God speaking to you. And I was just not at peace about that place. And I was just like telling my fiance, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know about this place. Like, I don't feel peace about it at all. That's one way that God will speak. So there's so many different ways that God will speak. Do not put God in a box. And because that's what I did. I put Him in a box thinking like, you know, God's going to talk to me just like He talked to Moses. Well, He still talks. He'll just use different ways to gain our attention, because we're not always paying attention. We're not always paying attention to God. So to go back to the scripture, why it's so important to hear, to know the voice of God, is because then you can differentiate His voice from the voice of a stranger. So you don't follow the voice of a stranger. But it says, it's funny because it says that His sheep know His voice. So if you are a child of God, you will know the Lord's voice. You will know your Maker's voice. It's not if, it's not maybe. It doesn't say maybe they'll know His voice or they could. It says they'll know His voice. So you will know the Father's voice, and you will know the difference between His voice and the voice of a stranger. So we follow the voice of the Lord, and we don't follow the voice of a stranger. And that's how you keep strong in your faith. You keep strong because you know, like, I'm following the voice of the Lord. He will direct me. He will lead me. And to kind of go back on the dream that I shared, where I was just over talking the Lord and not really listening to what He's saying, I want to read to you guys a scripture in Matthew chapter 6 verse 6, where it says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And you see this a lot. I believe in Psalms it says, be still and know that I am God. Well, be still. You have to be in that place of quietness, that place where everything has to stop. Put away your phone. Put away all distractions. We spend a lot of time on social media. We spend a lot of time watching TV. We spend a lot of time doing other things, but we don't spend the most important time to hear God, to really listen out for His voice, because there's so many distractions. And it's so because there's so much that's being thrown at us all the time. You're at work. Some people are at work. And I know even where I work now, some people have to take their work home. And I'm just like, that's crazy, because how could you ever make that time for God? How? Like, it's just one of the ways that we have to be in that place where we have to take time aside. And I remember, you know, there was a time when I fell into sin and I just felt like I couldn't hear from God anymore. And it was because I was trying to distract myself from thinking about my sin. Instead of just going to God and just saying, help me with this issue, I was trying to distract myself. Therefore, at that time, I wasn't spending enough time in prayer. I was not spending time reading the word. I was just all over the place because I was just so like, how could I mess up? Like, I was doing so good. How could I fall short? You know, I let God down. Well, in reality, I can't really let God down. But this is some of the stuff that was going through my mind to make me not spend that time with God. I just did not want to disappoint Him. I do know that we are never a disappointment to our Father. It's just like if you have kids and they mess up, well, it doesn't mean like they're now a disappointment to you. No, you come back and you reconcile, you forgive each other. Or, well, in my part, I would repent and, you know, you speak to the Lord. The Lord loves us so much. And this is one of the greatest things that I learned through my walk of Christ is just how much God loves us. Sometimes we punish ourselves too much, or we think so much into it because we don't understand exactly how much God loves. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord loves you so much. He loves you so much that words cannot even express how much He loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. Yes, you, you're listening. The Lord loves you. He loves you. He cares so much for you. Even to the point where the Bible says that He knows the numbers of hairs on your head. Like, how precious are you to the Lord? You are the apple of His eye. He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for you before you even sinned. Before you even sinned, He covered you. So I want you guys to know that take that time to speak to the Lord. Take that time to spend with the Lord. And one of the things that I had to do and still have to do and still going to do is to take that time, whether it's me waking up 45 minutes earlier than I'm supposed to, or going to sleep 45 minutes later than I'm supposed to, then that's what I'll do. If I'm taking my lunch from work and dedicating it as a time with the Lord, that's what I'm going to do, because you need that time. You need His direction. You need His constant, like, speaking to you, because that's ultimately, like, you need it so bad. I don't even know, like, what the word is, but you definitely do. And also, one way that we don't hear from God is through lack of faith. You have to have faith. The word says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And maybe the reason why I was not hearing from God is because I did not have faith that I would be able to hear from God. I used to condemn myself a lot. Coming from when I gave my life to Christ, I used to always condemn myself, like, oh, now God will never speak to you, now God will never use you. But these are all the voice of the enemy, but that's what I was listening to. So that's why you have to be able to differentiate the voice of a stranger versus the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord will never condemn you. If you're feeling any type of condemnation, fear, rejection, any of that stuff is of the enemy, and you need to be able to recognize that. And I just want to read Romans 14 verse 23, but says, whoever has doubt is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin. So if you do not have faith in the Lord, it's ultimately a sin. And how do we grow in faith? How do we grow in faith? The word says that faith comes from hearing, and hearing every word of the Lord. So we have to get back into prayer. You have to get back into that time. It all ties in together, because when you spend that time with the Lord, you will begin to hear Him. You'll grow in faith. You will grow in wisdom. You'll grow in knowledge. But you have to take that time to spend with the Lord. So here's a few tips today that I want to tell you guys today on how to hear from the Lord. So these are a few ways that you can hear from God. Like I said, set a time regularly to listen to God's messages. And by that, you can listen to, like, podcasts. You can listen to, you know, YouTube has a lot of sermons. I also do the same thing. I'm constantly on YouTube. I call it YouTube University, because you can literally, like, graduate. You can learn something on YouTube and literally, like, graduate, quote unquote, from it. And, you know, go onto YouTube, plug in how to hear from God, plug in loyalty, whatever you want to learn about, you can hear from it through other men and women of God who's maybe been through the same situation or not, or their pastors and bishops that know about hearing from God. So set a time, that time with the Lord. It's so important that you take that time and you spend it with the Lord. That's how we grow in faith. That's how we grow, is by spending time with the Lord. Another way that you can do is by renewing your mind. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the best way to pretty much sum that up is read the word. One way that you can renew your mind is through reading the word. And reading the word, once again, one of the first ways that God will speak is through His word. He will speak to you through His word. That's one of the first ways. Well, that is the one way, the first way that He will speak to you. Another way is to repent. Repent of your lack of faith. There's times when I had to and still have to repent for my lack of faith. If there's something that I'm believing God for and I just don't have the faith, I have to repent for it, because faithlessness is a sin and we can't please God without it. So get into that word. Renew your mind. Renew your mind, guys. It's so important to open up that Bible and read it for yourself. You can take other people's words for it, sure. You can look at sermons online, yes. But the most important thing is to open up that word and read it for yourself. The Lord will speak to you right there. Another way is to recognize that God communicates to us in many forms. So know that the Lord speaks. He does. He still speaks. He spoke before in the Old Testament. He spoke. He still speaks. He spoke to Jesus. So he speaks, and recognize that he speaks through different forms, whether it's that still voice in your heart, whether it's through a man and a woman of God, whether it's through, you know, the word itself, or it's through that open and shut door, or that peace of God. You know, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. So that's God that gives us peace. So if you don't have peace about something, that's the Lord speaking to you. And the last thing that I want to say is to invite the living word to help you to read the written word. So we do need help. We need the grace of God to be able to read the word. I remember there's a season in my life where I prayed that prayer. Lord, give me grace to read the word, because my flesh did not want to read the word. My flesh was just no, like anything but reading the Bible. And a lot of people make jokes about it. A lot of people make, you know, little hints in that about, you know, reading the word and how it's boring. But the word is true. The word is life, and it gives life. And I want to do a 21-day Bible challenge. If you're out there and you're listening and you want to learn more about the Lord, or you want to hear from the Lord, let's do a 21-day Bible challenge. Let's start from Matthew chapter 1, from the very first New Testament. Let's start together. Read a verse a day. And then once you're done with the 21 days, I want you guys to come back and write me on the website, laviniajohnson.com. Has it made a difference in your life? Taking a little time, I know psychology says that it takes 21 days to form a good habit, and it takes 21 days to break it. So that's the reason why I picked 21 days, because hopefully praying that in these next 21 days that you'll develop that good habit of reading the word. And you never know, like, it could change your life so much. So starting to read the word and just getting into prayer, you'll realize how much you begin to change, how much your mind thinks differently, how your faith will grow. So I pray for good fruits to come out of these next 21 days over your life. And if you're out there and you're interested in doing this 21-day Bible challenge with me, reading the Bible for 21 days, starting at Matthew, you can read a chapter a day. If you're not there yet, read a verse a day, something to like feed your spirit man and make you stronger in faith. And you pray, take that time, 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. Take that time and spend it with the Lord. As you go on, that time will expand and increase, and you will begin to hear from the Lord. So 21 days, I look forward to doing this challenge with you guys. It's a challenge with a purpose. I love this because we're helping each other grow in Christ. Remember, guys, we're all for the same team. We serve one God, and we have one enemy, which is the devil. So until next time, guys, wishing you guys all a wonderful weekend. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com.